The Naked Truth. We come east again, but this time leave you behind to join us in a week for the beach piece. I fill time taking the boys to Lincoln's Lap and a DC City pool, where they hold their own elbows and knees with the laughing black kids. Playing Marco Polo, diving for a torn goggle strap. 2 days later, we wander a vast strutted cavern crammed with the spent super toys of a spent super nation. Blackbird. Discovery. Enola Gay. Then we head north. Driving towards it on roller coaster roads, the younger one says he can smell my brother's farm. Meaning some tumbler turns in this kid's wild heart from my life as a kid. Thick summer crunching into color come fall. And he, being born across country in a city awed by mountains, and the other one grunting his blue naked way into a megalopolis once awed only by itself, but hushed over the months he grew alive inside you by towers of anguished empty light. I can't help but be grateful. Something rises in these two to this air which smothered my blood for so long, even when the older boy barfs a mile shy of the farm. And I have to pull over to sluice the puke from the plastic bag into a cornfield. That night, I drink with my brother in a country bar. It's not completely different from the one we grew up in as stock boys, though this one feels like the future. Fluorescent and empty, safer and ugly. He preaches to me, sipping whiskey from a cup made for cough syrup, how my work needs to change the world in a big way for the better. But I deflect him with my best Mother Teresa. We can do no great things, only small things with great love. And I half believe it, too. 2 days later, coming on midnight, the kids crashed in their grandmom's living room. My niece and boys, gunshot sprawled across the sofa and blown up air mattress. Me, stretched on a futon in my mom's extra room, calculating days till you join us. Thoughts finally weirding into dreams. When a quiet note chimes and the phone purrs vibration. Glowing at my touch, a text, a picture. Makes no sense at first, but then I see them, full and perfect, nipples peaked.
The girls miss you.
The bonfire my brother builds the next night back at the farm seems hopeless at first after that day's thunderstorms. But my brother doesn't truck in hope, never has. He works at it. Big things for the better make a life worth living. And a few flashes of gasoline will burn the dampness from the ground, such that careful application of kindling brings, within half an hour, an inferno roaring higher than anything we dare encourage in the tinderbox west. Hunks of smoldering float above the trees, open letters to parts of the world where hope still waits for gasoline and my brother's good intentions. Let this Mason-Dixon humidness set free what, 2 nights ago, your dry Seattle skies took up. Radio riddling the ether, though there is no ether, turns out there's no need. Let them hum to me an image, though there's no hum, photons keep mum till we teach them to speak. Joyful, girly gift to thrill me, and feed, as I grow old and older, my sulking need. When I can't have you, when I want you, and I think it's your fault, if that's not a child heart, whose is? Nature abhors a vacuum, and so fills herself up with all this us. Time hates a naked singularity, and so everything is just nothing wearing knickers. These are the laws described by men as blind as me, yet somehow you flaunt them with a chime and a purr and a gleam. You give playfully, teasingly, everything, but also somehow hold so much more back because you know the truth is never naked enough, and neither are you.
Sandbox Radio, The Naked Truth, was written by Scott Augustin, Vincent Delaney, Paul Mullen, and Wayne Raleigh, with original music composed by Jose Juicy Gonzalez. Make Our Garden Grow from Leonard Bernstein's Candide featured soloists Heather Curtis Mullen and Aaron Shanks and was conducted by Bruce Monroe. Learn more about Willie Weir and his adventures in cycling 60,000 miles around the world at willieweir.com. Charles Leggett's poem, Invitation, appears in the journal Words and Images, University of Southern Maine in Portland, 2012. The Naked Truth was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our sound assistant was Jake Transu, and our stage manager was Teresa Micheletti. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial support of audience members like you. Help us create future episodes with a tax-deductible donation at sandboxradio.org. Hope to see you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.